You'll never open that window. They nailed it down in 1932. On the day this building was condemned.
Can't breathe in here, Fish. Room's like an oven.
I've already split my shifts and everybody's working double duty. I need more help. Things happen to people in 100-degree weather. Tempers get short. I said tempers get short!
Everybody, I'm sorry I'm late. The crosstown traffic was the pit, and there is absolutely no air in this room. You could sustain heavy brain damage from living in a condition like this. Do you realize that you people are breathing in pure heat? Who took all the air?
We don't use the stuff. You must be thinking of another precinct.
How can you sit there wearing a tie and not sweating?
Willpower. Don't you think it would be easy for me to sweat if I would let myself go?
What, are you saying you don't have to sweat if you don't want to?
It's just a matter of values, man. This is a $30 shirt.
I wish I could do that. It would keep my hair from getting straight.
I can do that, too.
How come you're not dressed?
Well, we got a lot of time.
It's 9:10. We're supposed to relieve Amengual and Bailey in the park at 9:30.
Yeah, well, see, I gotta talk to the captain first.
What's the matter? You worried about working with me?
No, it doesn't have nothing to do with you. Women always figure it's always got something to do with them.
What you lousy cops done is illegal, walking around dressed like poi boy.
Hey, you dirty guy, you! Now look, one more crack like that out of you, and I'm gonna reach into your mouth with these two fingers and pull out a tooth. Now sit over there!
Got some weird body for a man, fella.
Foo-foo.
Holy mackerel, one's phony and one's real.
Wrong again. Got a lot of action out there tonight, huh?
The freaks are out in force.
Good. There'll be plenty to go around. You really enjoy your work, don't you? Yeah. It's important. It's exciting. And it's the best way for a woman to meet the public. Armed.
Bailey, you should be checking out by now, huh?
Oh, just finishing up, Captain. We brought in a mugger.
Wentworth, you and Roger Howard's tonight?
I know, I'm waiting.
Yeah, could I talk to you for a second, Captain?
Come, you're not dressed.
Yeah, well, I just want to talk to you first, that's all. Fine.
Come on in the office.
Captain, if he doesn't want to work with me, I'll go out with somebody
Wentworth,
else.
Wentworth, I'm sure it has
nothing
to do with...
I mean, I have my green sash in Kung Fu, and I shot expert on the range
last
night.
Will you relax, Wentworth?
What do I have to do, wear jockey shorts?
Okay, boys, girls, whatever. I don't want to hear no more complaints. Right away, you got luxury accommodations. Yeah. Enjoy.
Hey, it can't be turned on. It's not doing anything.
My very words to Bernice.
The idea is to present an attractive target to a potential mugger.
Well, I could wear my old Marine uniform.
carry a purse?
I just don't want to wear a dress.
Mojo, it's just another assignment. Everybody's got to pull it.
Well, Harris hasn't gone yet.
Now, we all agreed Harris was going to go last, in deference to his mustache. Chano went this evening, didn't he?
Yeah, but Chano likes that stuff.
Hey, look at me. Secret Service. Undercover. All that spy junk.
Rojo, it's a proven, effective method.
I don't know how to act like a woman. I mean, I don't know how to walk like a woman. I don't know how to sound like a woman.
Do the best you can.
Okay. But I ain't gonna be any good at it.
Don't threaten. Just give me your best shot.
You know, I could have grown a mustache. What I get for being clean cut.
Well, are you going to get dressed?
Yeah, sure. Of course I'm going to get dressed.
What are you going to wear?
Who cares?
I do. I have to be seen with you.
Well, there's a red dress hanging in the locker. And a pair of white shoes and a green pocket purse.
You're going to look like the flag of Italy.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, man, come on now. You're going to love it. A dress is... it's cooler, man. No, my only mistake was wearing pantyhose, though.
Hey, they got some wigs in the stockroom.
I ain't wearing no wig.
You gonna go like that? With a crew cut?
Well, there's a lot of women got short hair.
Yeah, but they don't wear women's clothes.
I wanted to go like this, but Barney wouldn't let me.
Oh. Well, good night, gang.
Good night.
Keep the peace.
All right, you, let's go. I'm taking you downstairs. You're going bye-bye.
I should have known. Look at them legs.
Excuse me, is this where they keep the detectives?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, is that a black eye?
Yeah. Is that a blue dress?
Depends on the light. Hey, come on.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I want my husband arrested. He beat me up.
For some special reason?
Eat!
Excuse me, ma'am. Did I hear you correctly? Did you say your husband beat you?
Yeah. You want to see the rest of it? An elbow in the kidneys, a kick in the shins, a wrist burn. And to top it off, when he left, he threw my fish in the sink.
You know, an animal like that should be put in jail.
What do you think I'm doing here, lady? Getting my hair done?
What were you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still waiting for Wojo Howard's, and if I don't get out of here soon, I'm going to ask you to take me off Park to tail and put me on that case.
Who's she?
Her husband beat her up. That's who she is.
Heat.
The heat. That bum better not try that with me.
Wentworth. I wish everybody wouldn't take everything so personally around here.
It's the heat.
Your wig?
It's in my purse.
Put it on.
Can't I wait till I get to the park?
Looks nice.
Got a fan. Why doesn't somebody turn it on?
It is on.
Hey, Chano.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a wagon waiting downstairs to go to the tombs. They're waiting for your boy.
I'll take him down.
Okay, mugger, on your feet. I'm gonna take you down for a ride. Wait for me over there.
So this is the real you, huh?
No, this is not the real me. Nobody knows the real me. The real me is a man of mystery, a man of a thousand faces. As a matter of fact, the only people that know my real identity is the federal government. Is that right, Harris?
Who's that who spoke?
I'm also invisible.
Come on. Can you help me?
Look, I'll be back in 5 minutes, okay?
All right, Mrs. Boyle, let's have the story.
Well, it's about time. The swelling is beginning to go down.
What's your address?
625 West 11th, apartment 4B.
What's your husband's name?
Parnell Nolan Boyle.
That's a lovely name.
It's not bad for an animal. Listen, what do you think of a man who hits his wife?
You only hurt the one you love.
We're not in the park 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We go past a big lamppost, and it gets. We go in the park, and we go in a very secluded, very, very dark area. And a big guy jumps out from behind a tree, and there's an attempted rape right in front of my eyes.
Did you catch the guy?
No, he got away.
How about the victim?
The victim is coming.
Wait a minute. You mean this guy jumped out from behind a tree and attacked you?
Disgusting, ain't it?
It don't even make any sense.
Yeah, we're walking along together, side by side, okay?
Okay. You don't have to draw him a picture. He gets the portrait. So anyway, I got knocked down.
Yeah, right. You pushed her aside.
I got my gun out of my purse, and I yelled, freeze. But it was very dark, and I couldn't see very much, which obviously he couldn't either. And he took off through the bushes.
Yeah, so I went after him, Ron, only I couldn't run because of his shoes, all right? So I threw him off, and the ground was covered with rocks and a pointy stick.
So he got away, huh?
Yeah, he got away.
And he didn't push me aside, he knocked me down.
But anyway, I got a look at him, and I'll know him when I see him again, because I marked him.
You shot him?
I bit him in the neck.
He probably got a big boot out of that.
All right, what are we looking for?
Tall, dark guy, about 185 pounds, with a hickey on his neck.
And I'm going out after him again, too, Barn, as soon as I get a new outfit.
Maybe I ought to get one, too.
You look fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've never been the flashy type, you know what I mean? Simple, tasty. But, you know, there comes a time when subtlety is for the birds. And if you're going to appeal to the baser instincts, you might as well show all your bases, right? Right. You know, she's absolutely right. We're not human beings. We're sex objects.
That's what I hear. Dear Mrs. Boyle, sign this.
Yeah, now, what exactly is this?
This is a complaint record charging your husband with assault and battery.
Oh, perfect, because that's exactly what it was, assault and battery. And filthy language.
Sign that and you can make an arrest.
To life, I'll sign it. Give me a pen. Give me a bit. Good.
Now, Bonnie, I'm going to pick up Mr. Boyle. She says he's either at his home or at one of the bars in the neighborhood.
Okay, take Harris with you.
All right.
Okay.
Where's Wentworth?
Okay. I'm ready.
What'd you do to yourself?
listen, I'm going to give them what they want out there, okay?
Wentworth, I know I speak for the entire department when I say we appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yeah, but it's a little bit brassy, ain't it?
You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll see who gets pushed aside. Listen, could you tell me how long he's going to be locked up after he signs this?
That's for a judge to decide, Mrs. Right. Boyle. We have nothing to say about that.
Well, you know, I just wanted to make sure the bum was going to get everything that was coming to him.
What did he get last time?
Well, he got a year's probation, but that ain't up until Valentine's Day.
Well, if he's broken his probation, he could get up to 3 years. How's that sound?
3 years? That's perfect. It'll give him all that time to think about what he's done to me. What does he think I am, a punching bag? 3 years, right? 3 years. That's, he'll be spending on 19th, 20th, and 21st anniversary behind bars. He'll be 55 years old when he gets out. I'll be 51.
Would you like to take some time to think this over, Mrs. Boyle?
No, I don't have to think it over. Let him think it over. Let him think about all the wonderful times we had together. Walking in the snow. Summers on the beach. You know, he made love to me one time in a field of daisies. Married 16 years. And that crazy, clumsy bum takes me in the middle of a field of daisies. Such a clumsy fool, you know what I mean? Crazy, clumsy. Oh.
Wrong, boy.
Now that's a marriage that works.
Yeah, sure, I know. You were just out for your midnight constitutional.
Hey, man, I didn't do nothing. I was just talking to her.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you just sit down before I bend you in half?
Where'd you find him?
He was on the prowl, looking for action.
Did I do anything to you? I didn't say anything out of line, did I?
I told you to shut up.
Does his neck check out?
No, there's nothing there. But, Doc, he could have healed.
Since when has it been a crime to talk to a lady? I wasn't looking for no trouble. I didn't know the big bro was a cop.
What happened?
We were walking through the park when all of a sudden this man here was attracted to me. And he said something in the nature of, "Hi, you're good looking. Could you lose your friend?" So Detective Wojciechowicz slams the cuffs on him.
Didn't seem to be any point in taking any chances, Bond.
Wojciechowicz, what are you going to charge him with? Felony fresh?
Could have been a guy, Bonnie. And besides, even if he ain't, he's probably got priors.
Harris, take him downstairs, run a make on him.
Okay, Bonnie. Hey, come on, lover.
You were a lot of help. Smiling at him in the squad car.
Hey, look, Wojciechowicz, the man got a little excited. You don't arrest a man for getting a little excited, eh?
No. You probably got a big kick out of it, didn't you?
Wojciechowicz, why don't you give me your final report? It's getting late. Check out, huh? Who goes out on second tour with you?
Fish.
In the future, I would appreciate it if personal considerations are left out of the squad room.
There's no personal consideration.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Frankly, I have always found you You know, sort of attractive. I thought you were just jealous.
Jealous?
No?
Fat chance.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't notice you. I mean, I'll admit that you're a good cop.
Listen, I'll take what I can get.
Is that thunder I heard, or is it just our plumbing again?
I guess it means we'll have double shifts for a while, huh? And park detail.
Oh, yeah? How about that?
Somebody better tell Fish it's raining.
Okay, let's go. Oh,
we're cold on account of rain.
I thought it was just the plumbing.
Why don't we all go home and get some rest?
Come on, Fish, let's go get changed.
I think I'm going to stay like I am. Maybe I can get a seat in the subway.
Hey, what do you mean you can't? You're the Weather Bureau, aren't you? Look, the paper said rain today, and it ain't raining. And it's 110 degrees out there. And I want a forecast, and I want it now. You can't. With all them bottles and cans you got spinning around up there? Yeah, well, you'd be worried, too, if you had a mustache, lady.
Park details are on again. Get Wentworth on 8 to 4, and Bailey as a backup.
Sure, Bart.
Harris, you shave at sundown.
Hey, you won't buy a veil, huh?
Never worked for me. Channel, you owe me 3 supplementals and 2 auxiliary reports, and I gotta have them.
Yeah, in duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate.
Right. Oh.
Guess what I stepped in. Hot car.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I got a surprise for you. A new fan.
Hey, that fan. What do you think about that?
In 1 minute, you're going to be in heaven.
Wentworth. It's Wojohowitz at the 12th precinct. Yeah, yeah, hot. Hey, you're on tonight from 8 to 4. Yeah. No, not with me, with Harris. No, I'm not trying to duck anything. If I'd been assigned to you, I'd have gone. Yeah, really. I'm just going off duty. Wait, hold on a second. I think we can work something out.
Oh, man.